From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian rescue teams battling weather and mountainous terrain have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The Asiman Airlines plane was en route from Tehran to the southwest city of Yazooj when it came down on Sunday. The rescue search had been hampered by bad weather conditions in this mountainous region, making access to local towns increasingly difficult. The twin-engine turboprop ATR-72 was just over 24 years old and was back in service after being in storage for 6 years. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Tehran says U.S. sanctions prevented it from importing new aircraft or spare parts.
President Trump is supporting efforts to tighten federal background checks on gun buyers following last week's shooting massacre of 17 people at a high school in the southeastern state of Florida. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump spoke last week with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn about his bipartisan legislation with Connecticut's Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, a longtime anti-gun activist, to improve compliance with background checks. The revisions are still being negotiated. A huge mound of garbage has collapsed in Mozambique's capital, crushing several homes and killing at least 17 people. Heavy rains are believed to have triggered the collapse in a poor district of Maputo. Authorities say more bodies could still be buried at the Hulene garbage dump and that a search is underway. Local media say the trash dump rose to the height of a three-story building. This is VOA News. Sports, along with politics, will be on the menu.